All right, Bill. What is on tap for today?
I'll tell you what's on tap. Don't even bother with Bill.
All right.
We got a lot of stuff we're going to talk about today. We're going to score brain. Mainly, how we're going to get out of this mess and get those contracts back.
Yeah.
So don't even worry about it, babe. We're going to get those contracts back. One way or another, we're going to figure that out today.
I'm not worried about it, Tyler, because I'm the one who's going to be signing the contracts. If I signed the contracts for you guys, you know, if I print them out and, you know, we get the deal done, it's all in my control. So
that's good.
I'm not worried about that.
That's good because we're going to get them back because we're pains too. Don't you worry your soft, delicate little hands.
I don't have soft hands, Tyler. All right?
Guys, can you stop? Okay, today's got to be serious. All right, enough of the shenanigans. Today's got to be serious. All right,
it has to be serious. Why does it have to be serious today?
Because Big of the School of Bane, for once in the span of this podcast, I am trying to actually do something good for the show. All right, and I'm trying to aim us towards the legends, the legendaries. All right. To put our name in the history books, all right? And the only way to do that, Big in the Skull Bane, is we're going to win a potty.
We're going to win a what?
We are going to win a potty.
Like a toilet?
No. It's an award show, Big in the Skull Bane. It's for all the podcasts. And we're going to win it. We're going to win ourselves a potty.
Oh, can't we get dirty? Real dirty, baby. No holds barred with Bill Bane a show. Wanna get filthy right now?
Welcome to No Holds Barred with Bill Benis, where I'm the host. Bill Benis, I'm an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off. And joining me as always, my co-host, my partner, my tag team partner, the man with all the facts, the fact checker. The walking encyclopedia of knowledge, Big in the Skull Bane, mi amigo, big in the Skull Bane. How are you doing today?
Doing just fine, Bill. Doing just fine. I'm not a walking encyclopedia of knowledge. In fact, I think a lot of people would say that I'm unfit to be CEO of this place. I think a lot of people would say that I am unfit to be in the position that I'm in now.
Sure.
In any sort of capacity.
Sure.
Don't call me an encyclopedia of knowledge or a fact checker.
Okay.
Because I'm not. I'm not either of those. Matter of fact, if you say something, I'll most likely believe it without doing any kind of research.
Understood. We're going to score Bane. We're going to go a different direction today. No holds barred.
Hopefully it's anywhere but south, because that's exactly where this show has been headed. Just straight down south. The entire time. Bill, Bane. Maybe go east. Maybe go west. Maybe go north. Maybe go northwest. Anywhere but south, because this show has been headed south for a long time.
Okay. We don't need you to comment on the quality of the show, Tyler. One man's opinion does not equal the opinions of this podcast. It does not represent the opinions of the No Holds Barred podcast. This show has been going north, Tyler. All right, maybe you got your compass upside down. All right, but this show's been going north. North. Northbound on I-35, all right? And frankly, the fact that you want to say that this show's been going south kind of perturbs me a little bit.
Does it?
All right? I get this, you're the security guard. I get this, you're Big Bag Tyler. But I don't like you talking about the show in a negative light.
Well, maybe I'll just talk about this show in a more negative light, okay? Maybe I'll just talk about this show in the most negative light I can find. All right? And just show all the little stains you've been hiding. Bill? Huh? How about I do that? What'd you think? What would you think about that? If I did that, grab the black light, and just showed all the little spots that you've been hiding from the people. What if I did that?
Do you think we have somebody come in and clean the studio, and we're not the only person that uses this studio.
Why not,
Tyler? This is rented out by many people.
Exactly.
So any kind of stains that could be in here could be from anybody.
Anybody.
But what do you think it would be strictly from No Holds Barred?
Exactly, Tyler. Okay? Anybody could be in the studio putting all kinds of stains in here. All right? You think it's just me? How do I know? You're here all day long. How do I know it's not you? How do you know these stains that are unseen by people, all right, until you put a black light on it? How do you think that? How do we know that's not you? You're the only one that's here 8 to 10 hours a day every day. So, I mean, what are you driving at?
What am I driving at? I'll tell you what I'm driving at. All right? I'm driving at somebody who's walking across the street, not in the pedestrian lane. All right? That's a crime. That's called jaywalking, Bill. All right? Are you a jaywalker? You know what I do to jaywalkers? I don't yield. I'm just going to throw that out there. I don't yield to them. All right? Because you're jaywalking. That's against the law. In any state, it's against the law.
Can we just ignore Tyler for right now?
Yes, please.
I don't even know what the hell he's talking about anymore.
I don't either.
You talked about a different direction. What's the different direction you're going in?
Well, picking a Skull Bane, I wanted to be more compelling. Okay? I wanted to be more serious. I wanted to talk about some serious issues. Okay? All right? And frankly, I can't do that with Tyler's buffoonery over here.
Oh, yeah? You want to get serious? You want to have a serious show, Bill? Huh? I got something serious for you. Right here.
Oh, God. Easy. Oh, easy. Hey,
Tyler. Please don't pull your pants down.
I wasn't going to pull my pants down. I have something on my big toe. I was just standing up to take my shoes off because it's kind of hard in this suit to take my shoes off sitting down. So I have to kind of stand up and bring my foot up. That's all I was going to. I was just going to show you. I think it's a bunion, but I'm not positive. I don't even know how it got there.
This is not what we wanted to talk about. These are not the things that we wanted to talk about, Tyler. All right? I mean, nobody wanted to talk about your bunion, all right? People want to talk about real things, and the real things that I'm going to talk about. I mean, let's talk about climate change, all right? Because it's cold in here. Who keeps changing the climate in this studio? Anybody?
I mean, if you want to get technical about it, yeah. I mean, I changed the climate in this studio. The electric bill for this place, it was astronomical. I mean, I get that people want to, like, have it to be a little bit cooler in here, not like a damn swamp, but, like, No. I have reasonable prices for the studio, and I'm not gonna make my costs go up because of you guys.
Bill, would you like my jacket?
No, That's sweet of you, but no, I mean, I'm a little chilly, but I'll be okay. That's very, very chivalrous of you, Zelly. Very chivalrous.
That was super chivalrous. Super, super chivalrous of you, Zelly.
Oh, shoot. How are we ever going to win a potty this way, Big and a Skull Bane?
I don't know.
I mean, all I've ever wanted to do was win a potty. Mm-hmm. All right? I've never gotten a potty.
Yeah.
Or any kind of award for that matter.
Sure.
And if I was able to get a potty, do you understand how happy that would make me?
I can imagine, yeah.
If I was able to just put that potty on my mantle.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that came over asked, hey, what's that? I could say, that's my potty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won that for this show.
Got it.
Show that we're recording for right now, Beginning Skull Bane.
Right.
I could say that's mine. Yep. That potty, I earned that potty.
Yeah. And I mean, I would think having a potty would be nice. Okay? And I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, I don't want you to be able to get a potty. or to even have a chance to potty. You know, I mean, if anybody deserves a potty, it's you. All right. And I'd like to see you get that potty.
Thank you.
Okay, Bill.
Thank you.
And what I would like to do is, how can I help you get the potty?
It's simple.
All right. How can I help you get this out of your system so you can get a potty and we can move on?
It's super simple to have big underscore Bane. All I need to do to get a potty is to be more engaging. All right. To just not even just be more engaging. Just, you know, for us to not be so uptight anymore. To just relax. Okay. Sometimes we just got to relax our muscles, all right? And just not be so tense on the show, all right? I know you're stressed out being the CEO, but we're never going to get a potty like that, all right? You got to relax, Big Underscore Bane. You have to just go with the flow,
okay?
All right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's an easy flow. Sometimes it's a little bit more difficult flow, yeah. Like climate change. It is too cold in this room, Big Underscore Bane. We got to talk about climate change.
If you know, if you're cold, Bill, bring a blanket, all right? If you're a little chilly, next time bring a blanket.
I'm actually sweating under this suit.
Tyler's sweaty.
Yeah.
All right?
I thought I was cold, but I'm not. I am sweating profusely under this suit. This suit is incredibly uncomfortable. The more I wear it, the itchier it becomes.
Well, you know, every now and then...
I feel like a rash is brewing.
Okay, well, you got to wash that suit every now and then. Dry clean it something, man. You can't just wear it every day and then not, you know, wash it.
The tag specifically says you can't dry clean it and you cannot machine wash
it. Okay, that means you got to hand wash it, Tyler. That's what that means. You have to wash it by hand. All right? Just wash it by hand.
You're crazy. You're out of your mind, Venus Scooby. Nobody in their right mind ever washes anything by hand. That's what we pay the machines for. All right?
You don't...
That's what the machines get them bills for.
They don't... No.
They wash it for us.
No. Sometimes they're not... You can't throw delicates in them.
It's time for a break. Can we take a break?
Yeah. Yeah, let's just take a break. Why do you want to take a break, Zelly?
Honestly, the only thing I look forward to at this show anymore is the tacos.
Yeah.
So we should just go get tacos.
We should absolutely go get tacos. Zelly, why don't you go ahead and take us to break and then we'll get some dadgum tacos. Hey, Tyler. You didn't try to beef Fabacoa last week. You ought to try to beef Fabacoa. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It'll turn you into a man.
I don't want to try the beef barbacoa.
Why don't you want to try the beef barbacoa, Tyler?
I don't want to try the beef barbacoa, Bill. All right? Leave me alone about it.
You're going to try that dadgum beef barbacoa, whether you want to or
you
not.
You cannot make me. You cannot make me.
Are we taking a break or not?
All right, fine. Fine, let's take a break. This episode of No Holds Barred with Bill Benis is brought to you in part by Sonny Sanchez's Lampshades and Curtains Emporium, where you can buy all your lampshades and curtain needs. Also curtain rods, but guess what? Still no lamps. All right? They ain't ever gonna have no lamps. So you might as well just give up your dreams. Also in part by pulling up a chair with a chair shot. Have you ever wanted to pull up a chair with a chair shot? Now you can. Check it out. He's talking with all the people from the Fig Life, wrestling community, just good friends, people you may know, people you may have heard of. It's good times. So check it out. Pulling up a chair with Tim at a chair shot. Welcome back to No Holds Barred with Bill Benis. I'm the host, Bill Benis. And we just got done eating tacos. Big Underscore Bane, how was your tacos?
It was good. I enjoyed the tacos.
Zelly, how were your tacos?
Very good. I really enjoyed them today.
And Tyler, how were your tacos, son?
They were really good. They were extra good this time around. I don't know if he changed the recipe or did something different, but I really liked him. I liked him even more than I like him usually.
So you did enjoy the tacos? Is that, Are those the words that are coming out of your mouth right now, that you enjoyed the tacos that you ate at Umberto's?
Yeah, they were really good. They were really tasty.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that, Tyler. Do you know what you had? Do you know what tacos you had?
I had the carne asada.
No, see, that's where you're wrong, champ. You thought you ordered the carne asada. But I pulled Umberto aside and I said, hey, give him the beef barbacoa.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I did, Tyler.
Why would you do that?
Because I told you, Tyler, you were going to have the beef barbacoa. You were going to try the beef barbacoa because it's going to put your hair on your chest.
I didn't want to try.
It's
going
to turn you into a man, Tyler. All right?
Oh,
and you wouldn't do it. But now you did it.
Oh, look at you.
Look at you.
Oh, I think I'm going to throw up.
Don't you throw up. I swear, you better keep that in your mouth. You better keep that in your mouth. Don't you throw up in this studio. Swear my life, Tyler. I swear my life if you throw up in the studio.
Hey, Zelly. Sorry, guys. Listen, Zelly, I got a question about the timesheets real quick.
What about them?
I've just noticed that Jennifer has been working overtime. Did you approve overtime?
I may have given her a few extra hours, yes.
Okay. I mean, not a huge deal. I don't want to make it a habit with her, especially. I know now she's officially an employee. She's not an intern anymore. But I just don't... Just her in particular, the whole fiasco with last season, or, you know, earlier in the season, I don't feel right about giving her overtime. You know what I mean? So, like, 40 hours should be the cutoff for her. But as long as she actually worked those hours and wasn't trying to steal from the company, whatever. But just from now on, like, don't give her overtime.
You really shouldn't hold that grudge, babe.
What is her job title now? She's big in a Scorbane. She's not an intern anymore?
No, she's not. She is what is known as a not a janitor, not really a custodian.
Her official title is handmaid.
There it is. Handmaid. She's a handmaid now.
Yeah, I don't like the name.
I'm not a big fan of the name either, Zelly. Big in a Scorbane. You pervert.
All right.
I bet you wanted to call her that so you could get a good look at her handmaid's tail.
Okay, no, that is not it. That is not it. The fact is, we needed some help around here cleaning up, okay?
It's just not good stuff.
We got rid of Cliff a long time ago, all right? We needed help. This place was a mess, and we needed somebody. And she didn't want to be called a janitor. She didn't want to be called a custodian. So I decided to call her a handmaid.
Listen,
it was the only thing I could think of at the time.
Big in a Scorbane, nobody cares. All right, nobody cares about your dadgum handmaid's tale. All right, we don't give a hoot about that. All right, this is not compelling stuff. This is not going to win us a potty. And I want the potty, Big in a Scorbane. All right, if there's anything in this world other than a potty that I want, then you're wrong, because I don't. All I want is the potty, Big in a Scorbane. Somebody give me the potty, all right? And help me get the potty. All of you. Zelly, you too. Help me. You're supposed to be helping me.
All right.
Thick and thin. That's what we do, all right?
You're right.
I need help getting the potty.
I just don't understand how... Are we nominated for a potty? What is the deal?
I don't know. I don't think we are. But we'll never get nominated for a potty if we don't start acting like a potty-worthy podcast. Okay? Big in a Scorbane? We gotta start believing that we are worthy of a potty. All right? We're never gonna be worthy of a potty if we don't act like it.
Thinking about that beef barbecue.
Tyler, do not throw up in this studio. I promise you, you're going to be cleaning it up.
Stop, Tyler. Tyler.
I'm okay.
Thank you.
I'm okay.
Good grief. Okay, stop thinking about the beef barbacoa, okay? You ate it. You loved it until I told you it was beef barbacoa.
Stop. Stop, Tyler.
Goodness gracious.
Goodness.
What do we got to do here? Why don't you think about something else? Think about potties, all right? Just think about nothing but potties,
yeah,
all right?
Got
surrounding
it.
You.
Yeah.
If you help me win my first potty,
yeah,
guarantee you we're gonna get potties every single year, Tyler.
That'd be great.
All right, so you stop thinking about that beef barbacoa.
Yeah.
You gotta stop saying it, man. Just stop saying beef barbacoa.
Okay.
Yeah, you're saying it, Bane. Can we just move on from the beef barbacoa?
Okay. All right. Potty. We need a potty?
Yes. I want a potty like you would not believe, Big Underscore Bane. Okay? I've had it up to here with not having a potty. All right?
Okay.
I want a potty.
Well, how are we going to get you a potty?
I've already told you. Compelling conversations, Big Underscore Bane. We can't have all this, you know, wacky stuff happening all the time. Not that gummit.
So, we should probably think about wrapping it up soon.
What? Okay. Well, I guess what we're going to have to get a potty next week. Try to get a potty next week because it's not going to happen today.
Mm-hmm.
Dad gummit, Big Underscore Bane. Do you know how tiring it is to try to make a podcast work for so many years and then it just fails week after week?
I mean, at this point, I got to keep asking, like, why you want to do it?
Because it people need to know the story of Bill Penis. Big Underscore Bane. It's life-changing. It's groundbreaking. And not just because of the weight, all right? Because I'm carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders. All right, Big Underscore Bane. It's a burden. It's a burden being Bill Venus, and it's a burden being this dadgum good-looking.
Okay.
All right, and I need to tell my story.
Mm-hmm.
Why won't you just let me tell my story, Venus?
You can tell your story anytime you want to. The fact is that you just don't. You don't tell your story. It's as simple as that.
Should I tell my story on here? I got a pretty good story.
Is this the No Holds Barred with Tyler podcast?
It could be.
It's the No Holds Barred with Bill Venus podcast. Okay, that's why you don't tell your story, Tyler. All right?
It could be the No Holds Barred with Tyler podcast.
Oh, it could be? It could be. You know how many listeners you would get if it was the No Holds Barred with Tyler podcast? Huh? Zero. All right? Zero listeners. You would have none. All right? You would have so many less listeners than I do, Tyler.
Right.
All right?
What's with the hostility towards Tyler? All right.
It doesn't matter what the hostility is, all right? Because if he wants to get hostile, I'm going to get hostiler.
Did you just, like, come up with that? Like, hostiler? Hostiler?
I don't know what you mean. What are you talking about?
I mean, your name is Tyler, and you said hostiler.
Right.
Like, hostiler.
Yeah, like more hostile. Like I'm going to be way more hostile than him.
Do you not get your own pun?
That's not what a pun is, Bane. I don't know. That's not what a pun is.
Yeah, it is.
I said I was going to be hostiler.
Yeah, that's the pun. Because your name is Tyler.
Yes.
And you said hostiler.
Right. I'm going to be more hostile than he is. That's all I said. It's not a pun.
Okay. Let's just wrap up the show, Zelly. Do you mind going ahead and hitting that thing? Thank you for tuning in to another fantastic edition of No Holds Barred with Bill Venus. I'm the host, Bill Venus, and 18 of everyone take the last 16 years off. I guess I'm never getting a potty. Ever. Because I work with two doofuses. And the love of my life, who's fantastic, who's well worth the potty by herself. So, Zelly, ladies first, why don't you go ahead and say bye to the people?
Goodbye, everybody.
They're gonna skull Bane, say bye to the people.
Goodbye, everybody.
Tyler, do what you do.
All right. See you later, everybody.
All right. See you down the road.
Okay, I see. I see where you see the pun.
Yeah?
Underscore Bane.
Yeah, you see it like the hostile? Yeah.
Right, yeah, exactly. I mean, I just said I was going to be more hostile. Yeah,
right.
I get it.
Right, but that's not the pun. The pun is that you said hostiler and your name is Tyler.
I feel like we're saying the same thing. I said I was going to be more hostile. You said hostiler.
Right.
It's the same thing.
But you get that your name is Tyler, right? And that you said Haas Tyler.
Right.
So it's that's where the pun is.
Yeah, it's going to be more hostile. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. I get it.
Guys, nobody cares. Let's just go home. Show's over. Bye-bye.
No, but he's got to understand this. This is the first good thing, like smart thing he's done, and he doesn't even get that what he did.
I get what I did. It was the pun. It was the pun. I said I was going to be more hostile. I get it.
It's not. You're right. You're right, Tyler. Good job.
This episode of No Holds Barred with Bill Benis is brought to you in part by... Why do I keep drawing a blank? This episode of No Holds Barred by... What? God dang it. This episode of No Holds Barred with Bill Benis is brought to you in part by Sonny Sanchez's Lampshades and Curtains Emporium, where you can buy all your lampshades and curtain needs. Also curtain rods, but guess what? Still no lamps. All right? They ain't ever gonna have no lamps. So you might as well just give up your dreams. Also in part by...
No, she's not. She is what is known as a... not a janitor, not really a custodian.
Her official title is handmaid.
There it is, handmaid. She's a handmaid now.
Yeah, I don't like the name.
I'm not a big fan of it either, being a scorpion. Huh? Pervert. I bet you're just looking at her handmaid's tail.
Can we just move on from the beef, Papakoa?
Okay. All right. Potty. We need a potty?
Yes. I want a potty like you would not believe to pick a scorpion.